Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So this is the first new podcast of the year. It's 2021, and man, where did 2020 go? Actually, I'm kind of glad it went away. I'm sure you are too, but time flies. It's amazing how fast things move. But one of the things I did in the off time was listen to a lot of different podcasts and audiobooks and other things. I'll talk about that in a little bit. But one of the podcasts I was listening to, and people like Gary Vaynerchuk often talk about the hustle economy, and now is the time to kick it into gear, get your business going, yada, 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 right? Time is money. But today, I want to talk about time versus money. Both are limited resources, but which one do you value more? So, let's start off by looking at time. And ultimately, we have a limited amount of time, right? On this earth. Time is more valuable than money because you can make more money with your time. But in a lot of cases, that's a mirage. We think that, you know, we can do things ourselves, and often it makes sense to get somebody else to help you do things. And that's what this person was saying. It's better to pay to get to where you want to be faster than it is to do it yourself and learn how to do it. But what they were really trying to say is money can buy you more time to make more money. But the question you have to ask yourself is, will that open time lead to more money than you are spending to get it done? Let me explain. We all have limited resources. Yes, we have very limited time, but I think most of us have limited money. I don't think any of us have a spigot or a money tree in our backyard, right? And so, how we spend our money is as important as how we spend our time. One of the things I did during the break was look at how I was spending my money. I canceled a few subscriptions and deleted a few things that I wasn't using, but then I spent some money on some other things like upgrades to software. I went from using Audible to get audiobooks to a new thing called Blinkist. If you've never heard of it, it does 15-minute kind of overviews of books that you would get on Audible. So I could listen to, you know, probably 100 audiobooks in the time it would take to do one audiobook in Audible. So this is kind of like audio cliff notes. And I'll listen to a few new books and maybe go back and revisit some old ones just to kind of, you know, reinvigorate myself on what they had to say. One of the books that I listened to was on leadership. And one of the key things they talked about was the difference between time and money. And I've known this for a long time. People would much rather have a pat on the back than a check. They like the affirmation. They like the personal touch. Now, there's nothing wrong with getting the money, but if you deliver the money with a personal touch, you get a two-for-one, right? So today I'm going to explore three key principles, which I have covered in the past, but I think are important to start this new year off on the right foot. The first one is, you can't automate relationships. A lot of people try to build a business on social media campaigns, email campaigns, all those kind of things. But social algorithms are getting tougher and tougher. On my business page in Facebook, I have 1,100 people, and I did a New Year's message that only reached 33 people out of that 1,100 and only had one person that liked it, no comments. LinkedIn is getting the same. I have 4,700 people that I'm connected to. And I did a post today that was asking a question. You think that more people would respond to it, but I only had 10 reactions and 4 comments. That was it. So one of the things is the algorithms are making it hard to be able to work relationships. I'll talk about how to deal with that later. The same goes for email. I switched over from one email program to another, and at the same time, I mailed out the same email to 2 different lists. One had 3,600 people on it. The open rate was 9.3%, and the click-through rate was less than 1%. I went back and looked at prior emails, and I ultimately had the same results. Now, the new email system that I set up, I have 1,300 people in there. I had a 19% open rate, which is not great, but it's better. It's double. And I had 2.5% clicks, meaning that this more targeted list was more responsive. But still, only 20% of the people actually interacted with the email. So the thing that this tells us is that good relationships are a two-way communication. And that's where you're going to benefit. So yes, email and social create awareness, but in order to garner people's attention, it needs to be a two-way communication street. The next thing you cannot do is outsource relationships. Now, yes, you can hire people for specific tasks, creating your social posts, doing your email. But the one thing that you can't do is you can't get them to respond for you. You have to be the person responding to those messages. People want to know that it's really you on the other end. And each reply has to have a personal slant with a purpose. That means you need to get involved if you want them to continue the conversation. The last part of this is you get better results with personal outreach, especially with people who know, like, and trust you. Now, these are rough numbers, but when I send a direct message in social media, either Facebook or LinkedIn, I tend to get about an 80% response rate. When I send text messages, I tend to get about a 70% return within 5 minutes, but about 90% of the people will respond. Phone calls will give me about a 50% pickup rate, but if I leave messages, that means at least another 30% of those people will return the call, meaning I have about an 80% possibility of speaking to somebody. Email, when I do a direct email to somebody, not through a broadcast, I get about a 50% response rate, and I can actually see that through a program called Nimble, where it tells me who opened it and who didn't. So those different methodologies give you good opportunities to create conversations, much better than that 20% I get with a broadcast email. So I'd like to close with 3 summarizing thoughts. First, social media can build awareness, but it's not a replacement for relationships, at least not without some kind of interaction. Number 2, you can purchase help to create more time or increase the speed of your success. But relationships require your personal attention and time. Third, use your time to initiate communications and responding to people's interactions. So the bottom line is, the more people you interact with, the more opportunities you create to have your time make you more money. So welcome to a new year and hopefully a new you, where you find success beyond your wildest dreams. I'm going to do my best to give you some great insights, interview some great people, but I can't do it without you. So if you have any questions, send them to askbrian@b2b-im.com.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.